And the pitch, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Two outs in the inning. Cards still have a runner on second. And Talon Gulo will step to the plate. And the pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. 10-1 as we play the top half of the fifth inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. Runner takes his lead off second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner on the move, and he's going to be out by 15 feet. That was not even close. That was overly optimistic, I would say. And the inning comes to an end. For the Cardinals in the fifth, no runs on one base hit. There were no errors and nobody left on base. End of 4.5. It is Auburndale 10, Newman Catholic 1. This is Cardinal Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Auburndale coming to the plate, leading Newman Catholic 10-1. Carson Rice has gone the distance. First pitch is low and outside for ball one. Julian Anderson will lead things off for the Eagles. He led off the last inning. He is 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the second. He struck out to lead off the fourth. 1-0 pitch. That'll be popped over the top of the press box and out of play. Count goes to 1-1. Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their support of Newman Catholic Athletics on 98.9 WXCO. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slow breaking pitch. Strike two. If you want to come out and cheer on Newman Catholic student athletes in action, check out MarrowwoodConference.com and click on Newman Catholic. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. One up and one down for the Eagles in the fifth. Fourth strikeout of the game for Carson Rice. Back to the top of the order now for the Eagles. And Peyton Weinfurter looks to bunt but fouls it off. No balls and one strike. Peyton Weinfurter walked and scored in the first, had an RBI single, scored in the second, lined out to shortstop in the fourth. 1-for-2 officially. Slow breaking ball. Floats over the outside part of the plate for strike two called. Nothing and two, the count on Peyton Weinfurter. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to the right-hand side, backhanded by Graney, bobbles it. He'll flip it to Rice, bang, bang, play, and safe at first will be Weinfurter. The bobble ended up costing the card. That'll be an error on the Newman Catholic first baseman. Runner on first. One out for Josh Lundgren. Lundgren, 2-for-2. He scored 3 runs. He's driven in a pair. Has been hit by a pitch. He has doubled and has singled. Pickoff move, and diving back in safely at first is Peyton Weinfurter. Being a 9-run game here in the bottom of the fifth, the Cardinals need to be aware that that runner would be the game-ending run if he gets around. Pretty good lead at first by Weinfurter. There he goes. And ball's in the dirt, goes all the way to the backstop. Turning second, and about halfway to third, and then going back will be Weinfurter as Stephen Clement got to it quickly. So a stolen base puts that runner in scoring position now for the Eagles. One ball and no strikes on Lundgren. Pitch floats inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Auburndale looking for a fifth straight win to open up their season. They've scored in double figures now in all five of their games. Pick off, but holding on to it is Carson Rice. Again, taking a fairly good lead at second base is Peyton Weinfurter. Here's Rice's pitch. There goes the runner. Low and outside, dug out by Clement, but no throw. It was a good play by Clement. He backhanded it, but a big jump by Weinfurter, and really no chance at all for the Newman catcher to get him. So now the runner is at third and one out, and the Cards again have to realize that run would end the game. There's a fastball in there for strike one call. Three balls and a strike on Lundgren. Right now the Cardinals are not playing in, but they really do have to cut down that run at the plate to keep this game alive. Outside, and that's ball four. Time is called. Tony Knoll will make a walk out to the pitcher's mound, and I would assume that he tried to set up the defense here to cut down that runner. Going to bring in the entire Newman Catholic defense on the infield around the pitcher's mound. Again, it's 10-1, bottom of the fourth inning. There is a 10-run rule that would go into effect if Auburndale is able to push a run across here in the bottom half of this inning. Don't forget tomorrow, more high school sports here on Wausau's only radio play-by-play home for high school athletics. Tomorrow it is high school softball as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the Stevens Point Panthers. Significant game in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Both teams are 2-1 in the league. Game being played down in Stevens Point. 4:20 for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Tony Knoll will make his way back to the first base dugout, and now the defense does come in for Newman. They will pinch in to try to cut down that run at the plate. However, the outfield D is still deep, and really they should be coming in as well. But stepping to the plate is Blake Rabb. Pitches outside for ball one. Outfield D would come in because if it's hit that deep, the runner at third is going to score. You got to play probably at a level in the outfield where if you catch the ball, you'd have a chance to throw out a rather speedy runner at the plate. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a called strike one. Here's the pitch. There's a pop-up first base side. Count goes to 1-2. In this situation, obviously a strikeout would be very big for Carson Rice and the Cardinals. Here's the kick and the pitch. Ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit, and that will do it. An RBI single to center for Blake Rabb. Scores Peyton Weinfurter, and that will complete this game 11-1 for the Auburndale Eagles. We will take a timeout, come back, recap this one coming up next. This is Newman Catholic High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Back in Wisconsin Rapids, where the Auburndale Eagles today defeat the Newman Catholic Cardinals by a score of 11-1 in five innings. Auburndale scored twice in the first, RBI ground ball by Blake Rabb and an RBI single by Nathan Richardson made it 2-0. Then in the second inning, an RBI single by Peyton Weinfurter, along with a 2-RBI double by Josh Lundgren and a wild pitch would score four times to make it 6-0. It would stay that way until the top of the fourth inning when the Cardinals got on the board. Carson Rice led things off with a double and then scored as Evan Graney reached first on an infield single. The ball got away from the first baseman on the throw. Carson Rice came in to score. So it was an infield single and error, allowing Rice to score and made it 6-1. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, the first two Auburndale batters were retired, and then the wheels kind of came off of the Cards. An infield single for Josh Lundgren, and then it was an error, an RBI single, another error, and a double, and four runs came across to make it 10-1, and then finally in the fifth inning, an RBI single by Blake Rabb would score the final run, 11-1 is the final. Carson Rice, pitcher here today. I thought you threw the ball really well. I mean, obviously, there were a number of unearned runs, but out there, you came out there. I thought especially your breaking pitch. It felt like you had a pretty good feel for that today.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty confident out there. I mean, we got a lot of inexperienced guys out there, but just getting them out here is the important part. I mean, we're having fun. Last year, we didn't even have a team, so I'm grateful to at least have nine guys out there.
It's a wonderful way to look at it because, obviously, you know, I would think at times it would be frustrating because, frankly, that four-run inning, it should have been over a couple of times, and yet you were not able to keep your cool out there. I imagine that having that mental mindset to know that there's going to be bumps in the road as this program tries to restart and grow is something that basically you're just going to have to take a few of those lumps, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, baseball is a game of failure. It's that game where, you know, you get a hit 3 out of 10 times during the Hall of Fame. So what I can control is what I'm going to worry about, and mistakes and stuff, you just got to move past that and not let it affect you as much as you can.
That Auburndale team is a really good team.
Yeah, they're pretty solid at every position. They really got a guy to fill every spot, and I know they got a pretty good pitching rotation, so we'll see what they got tomorrow.
I thought that probably the best pitch you had was a 3-2 pitch, and you went with the breaking ball right on the outside corner. That showed a lot of confidence in a 3-2 pitch to not just bear one in there on a fastball to go with that breaking ball. That was pitching, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was feeling really good with the breaking ball today, so sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes, but today it was feeling good.
And also, obviously, it was a little bit of a struggle as Blake Rabb was he was mowing them down pretty good. Mm-hmm. But the key was you got ahead in the count, and you had a good pitch, and you really took advantage of it, didn't you?
Right, yeah. I think it was 3-1 in that at-bat where I got the double, and I was just thinking if I see anything right down the middle, I'm swinging at it as hard as I can, and made good contact. Nice to left center there, and a little good motivation for the guys. So.
And also, I mean, you've been through this before. I mean, a couple of years ago even, where it's not easy in this conference. I mean, there's some really good teams. I imagine that, again, a lot of what you're doing here during the course of the regular season is to try to get ready. And then when you get to the playoffs, you're playing, again, D5 teams, and you're not facing Auburndales and the Stratfords and the Marathons. Mm-hmm. It's a long run in towards trying to be your best at the end of May, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Even from the first game, we've seen a lot of improvement. Even some of the coaches have reached out to our coach and told them how we don't look like the same team, you know, even going one game to another. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can be by the end of the season. I think we can make a lot of improvements, and just little things here and there is going to go a far way.
Well, thanks for popping on up.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Carson Rice, Newman Catholic starting pitcher here today as the Cards fall to the Auburndale Eagles by a score of 11-1. I want to thank all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Newman Catholic High School baseball here on 98.9 WXCO. And thanks to you for joining us. Again, 11-1, the Cards fall to the Eagles. Thanks for joining us. This has been Newman Catholic High School baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Newman Catholic High School sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Newman Catholic Sports has been brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Clover Belt Credit Union. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Cardinals, 98.9 WXCO.
Players in it that weren't fully their potential yet. I just think it's a hilarious movie.
Do we have time to do a quick clip before?
Yeah, just a quick clip.
Let's do it. You got to do some setup here.
He went to Hawaii to forget about a breakup, and this is the moment where he's trying to get off his mind. He went to the ocean, and surfing is what he wanted to do.
Okay, awesome.
How long you lived out here?
Man, I don't know. I quit wearing a watch when I moved out here.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
No, like my cell phone has a clock on it, so I don't really need it.
Right, so basically the same thing.
How old are you?
I don't really believe in age or numbers. You know, I mean, if you had to put a number on it, I guess I'd be 40.
Thanks for taking me out here. This is the first time I've felt good in 3 weeks or so.
You need to get back on that board is what you need to do.
Yeah?
Okay, here's the deal. When life gives you lemons, just say
frick
the lemons and bail.
Yeah, no, you said it, totally.
You gotta just pull yourself up by your wetsuit, get back on that board. Hey, look, man, if you're attacked by a shark, are you gonna give up surfing?
Probably, yeah.
That's great. All right, when we come back, folks, after this very short break, don't go anywhere. We're having fun here. Tim Sowers joins us from the Overture Center in Madison. It's Beach Wob and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are lighting it up tonight, and it needs this night. In particular, it needs lighting. It is a gloomy day in Wisconsin. I think this is like one of the worst springs on record. It's just really sucked.
Yeah, it hasn't felt really like spring yet, has it?
No, it blows. I'm going to be honest. Forget about it. Glass half full Pete is gone. Brian checking in on the text line. He's in the 414. He says, Hannibal Lecter film series and TV show. I have not seen either one of those, I don't think, unless he's talking about the Hannibal Lecters, like from Silence of the Lambs. I said Manhunter. That's my favorite serial killer movie. Share yours, folks. Let us know on the text line, the app, or the stream, and we will read it on the radio. Right now, we've got a lot to get to still. We've got a lot of show left because our pal Tim Sowers, the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center, right there in Madison, just unveiled a new lineup and some great shows coming up at the Overture Center. He joins us tonight here on Nightlight to talk about them. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. The sun just came out down here. You're right. It was crap.
Brutal, man. The whole
awful spring. Cold.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I know it.
We got to bring a little warmth here with your new agenda, I think. How are you doing tonight, Tim?
I'm good. I'm just getting over COVID, but other than that, I'm all right.
Oh, wow.
I know it.
First time?
No, it's like third.
Okay. How does it affect you? Like, does it really kick your butt? Or are you one of those people?
Just my sinuses. It just hits my sinuses, and then it takes like 5 months to go away. That's it. It just hits my sinuses. Okay. But it's all right. It was weeks ago, but I'm still.
You sound like you. You must have gotten it right after you were on the show when you came into the studio in Madison.
I got it 4 or 5 weeks ago. I got it like towards the end of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you sound great. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
You sound top notch.
Yeah.
So you've got all these great shows coming in. Let's talk about, before we get to the new lineup or the new shows you've just announced, you've got three shows that people can still see in this current season. Are there tickets available for Clue, yes. MJ the Musical, or Wicked?
All of them. Wicked tickets are getting scarce, but you know, we had a huge on sale. We do subscriptions first, and then with Wicked, we had a single ticket on sale, and we were like the 10th highest one day total since like 2014. So that's pretty good. People are excited to see it. It was perfect timing, right? With the movie coming out.
Absolutely. We just drove by in Appleton the other day.
Yeah.
The Performing Arts Center there. I forget what they call it now, but MJ the Musical is either there or coming there. I know you guys have it coming up in June.
Yeah.
How is that show? I may have asked you this
It's actually very, you know, there's so many biopic musicals out there, and this one's one of the better ones.
Okay.
Because it really focuses on his genius as an artist.
Right.
And the period of time is set when he's rehearsing his Dangerous Tour. So they go back in time and look at him growing up and stuff, but they really just focus on him and his music and his creative genius, really. And I think it's a good way to do it, right?
Yeah. So it's there are story elements.
I mean, okay. The story element to it is he's being interviewed by, I think, Rolling Stone magazine, and then he's, you know, looking at his life and talking about his shows. But there's a number in there that has to be one of my favorite numbers from a Broadway musical, and it's a number with his three geniuses, and it's like Fred Astaire and Bob Fosse, and then I think it's the Walker Brothers from Vaudeville. I think that was their name. It's a very cool piece. So it's popular. It'll do really well. It's doing really well across the country in its tour. So that's really good.
Is it, do they do Smooth Criminal in it?
I don't remember.
That's such a great song. Okay, so let's go to the new lineup. You guys just rolled this out, I think, last week.
Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just last week.
Right. So you have this caught my eye, and I think it sounds so fantastic. Back to the Future, the musical. March 10th through the 15th in 2026. Yeah. What on earth? Tell us about that.
It's the movie on stage, really. They're pretty tried and true to the story of the movie. It has an original score, plus then some of the hit songs like The Power of Love. That's
great song.
Part of the movie. And there's a DeLorean and it flies.
On the stage.
Yep, we'll see. I mean, it did. I saw it on Broadway flying. Yeah, so people were, that when we did a live event the other night, and that was one of the titles that people were most excited about, Back to the Future.
So let me ask you this, because you have the Great Gatsby on this list too that I want to ask you about, but do you ever have shows, and I'm sure you wouldn't book them if they didn't work, but when they're not typically musicals, and they write music for them, does it ever seem forced, or is it like, I'm sure the ones you book work, but do you ever watch one of those and go, this is sort of thrown together?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's hard. Like, you know, that's the trend right now on Broadway is movies, and more movies being turned into musicals. And I like when they write an original score for that. Sometimes it's a jukebox and it's somebody's music that's just kind of put in there. That's what Mamma Mia is all about, right? It's
right,
you know, they create this plot and put in all the ABBA music, but I like it when it's original.
I'm with you, and that's why like The Outsiders too. I haven't seen that either, but I'm like, how do they do that? Like,
one of the best in years.
That's what you said last time.
Like, that is just a powerful, beautiful show. I love
it. I noticed that was not on your list, though. Maybe they're just not ready to send it out next year.
But... No, it's going out next year for the first time.
Okay.
But usually with a title like that, it'll probably play longer dates in the major cities.
All right, Tim Sowers is here. We're getting the lowdown on the lineup at the Overture Center in the new season, which comes up. We'll have more with Tim after a very short news break here. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It takes hard work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. Solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely. But you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind. And I just put it right back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Native American tribal members increased their turnout to the polls this year with dramatic jumps in voter numbers. Melissa Kay has more. Wisconsin saw a historic number of people turn out to vote in the spring election on April 1st. More than 2.3 million votes were cast in the Supreme Court race. This number is well above 50% of active registered voters in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. One voter population in Wisconsin saw a huge jump in this election. Voter numbers from tribal communities saw historic turnout. According to the Public News Service, the Menominee Reservation voter numbers increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election, and the Menominee community overall has seen a 220% increase in voter turnout since 2019. Maria Haskins is a Native Regional Tribal Organizer for the group Wisconsin Conservation Voices. She said more Native Americans are running for office, and the influx of voters reflects the increase tribal community members are seeing in representation in government. Haskins says people are realizing their vote is their voice. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And more cell tower upgrades are being made in the Lambeau Fields area as the NFL draft gets closer and closer to bringing over 250,000 fans to the area. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Some of the upgrades are temporary towers, but most of them will remain after the draft leaves. T-Mobile and Verizon have both made upgrades to cellular and broadband service in the area.
And with other large events like EAA, Oshkosh's Air Venture, cell service staggers. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all three Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some showers possible late, and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, plenty of showers around, highs to the mid-50s. Another rain chance late Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures climb to the upper 60s. Right now it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie Dawn.
What does Justice Alito have in common with the Wisconsin Supreme Court liberal bloc? We discuss at the top of the show next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said,
welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Monday as we kick off our fourth quarter here tonight. Our question of the night, there's still time if you want to get in on the fun, is what is your favorite serial killer movie? I said Manhunter. Conrad said Scream. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says Christina Ricci plays Naughty in her portrayal of Lizzie Borden, the miniseries, killing more than Ma and Pa, Ruthless. kind of forgot about that one too. Thank you, Tyler. Brian from Milwaukee says, yes, I'm talking about Manhunter, Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon, and Hannibal Rising, the films, and the NBC series Hannibal. Okay, I thought that's what you meant. Thank you for clarifying that, Brian. Yeah, it was pretty hard to argue with Hannibal Lecter stuff. I still say Brian Cox, the best Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter. Not as much camera time as Anthony. Who am I trying to think of, Conrad? Who plays Anthony? What's that? Anthony Davis. I'm totally blanking. He won the Oscar for. Tim, do you know who played? Who am I thinking of?
I got the two.
Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter. For some reason,
oh my God, I can see him.
Anthony Davis in my head.
No. Is it Anthony? Is that right?
Anthony Hopkins. Hang on, I'm just gonna...
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. Hopkins. All right. There you go. Shoo.
I get that all the time. Like, people think he's, and he was great. He's a phenomenal actor, slightly over the top, in my opinion, in that film. Do you have a favorite serial killer movie, Tim?
I do.
Please.
And it just came to, I just read an article about it just a couple days ago, American Psycho.
Oh, you're the second person that said that to
really?
Me. I have not seen that in years, and I think I saw it like sporadically. I got to see that.
Yeah, and here's one reason I love it. They made a musical out of it.
I think I knew that too.
It was a bomb in the States, and I saw it, and I loved it. I thought it was cool and chilling, and I think it was ahead of its time. Maybe. And they did it in London. The original was in London with Matt Smith. Hmm. So, American Psycho.
That's interesting. All right. Great choice. Mm-hmm. You're joining the club of America. I think you're actually the third American Psycho. So that might be our front runner, but we've had a lot
of... Or Serial Mom.
Oh, who is
that?
Do
you remember Serial Mom with Kathleen Turner?
Oh my God, yeah. Was that a serious movie?
No, it was a comedy series. She was a serial killer comedy. That was pretty fun.
not opposed to that. That's great.
I know, right?
All right. So here's another show I have not seen yet. I hear it's absolutely hilarious. You guys have added this for next October. The Book of Mormon.
Oh my gosh. The Book of Mormon is probably one of the best musicals ever written. It is so wrong and so right at the same time. And it's a perfect little musical. You have, it satires everybody. You have a love story in it. The score is stunning. And it's been running on Broadway forever. I'm going to say maybe 15 years maybe.
That sounds about right. I haven't seen it yet. I have to.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
I need to live like across the street from the Overture Center or the PAC in Appleton. When you live on the edge of the universe like I do, it's tough to get to these shows. And I feel very left out, Tim. I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know, our state is fortunate to have great centers all over. Fox Cities is great. And they get a great Broadway series. And I know it, right?
Absolutely. How about, here's a classic that will play November 11th through the 16th of this year. Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's good. It's a original score. It's jazz. It's based on the Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis movie. Yeah. They've updated it a little bit to give it more of a modern sensibility to it, even though it's still period. Great score. It's great.
Was that a musical when it first came out? It wasn't, right?
No. Mm-mm. It was that movie. That wasn't a movie. Well, there's music in it, right?
Right.
I think.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah, I haven't either. I remember watching it as a kid. Then here, this is huge news, and I'm not surprised. Hamilton is coming back, and we'll kick off 2026 at the Overture Center.
Yeah.
That's exciting. How many, is this like the third time through for Hamilton?
Third time for us. Yeah.
Wow.
It's another show. It's going to continue to run for a long time.
Yeah.
People love it.
Where does that rank? If I could get personal here, Tim, I'm not trying to make you cry or anything. I don't like to get too much into people's past, but Hamilton, where does that rank? Is that up there for you on the top of, like, you've seen everything. Where do you rank Hamilton?
It's up there, but it's not like super up there. I would say it was probably in my top 10.
Okay. I saw Milwaukee and I liked it. It's fun. The energy is great, but I wanted more music, like the lyrics and all that were great.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like I should like it more.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Thank you for not judging me.
I'm not judging you at all.
Okay. So that kicks off 2026. That's pretty cool. One of the biggest musicals last, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
And then you've got, this is interesting. I was reading about this today. Water for Elephants makes its Wisconsin debut in June of next year.
Right.
What is that show?
Well, it's based on that big popular book. And there was a movie with Reese Witherspoon. It takes place about this man who finds love in this traveling circus. And so the show's visuals are, they have aerialists in it. They do a lot of circus acts in it. So it kind of has a cool little vibe to it with the spectacle with it as well.
Oh, that's cool.
It's all original music.
Oh, nice. Was the movie a musical?
No.
Okay.
No, and I'm trying to think who wrote the music to Water for Elephants. It's like a country group or Pigpen. No, a theater company wrote it. So it kind of has a folk, Broadway feel to it. Yeah.
This movie just completely went under my radar. It's Reese Witherspoon, Robert Pattinson,
mm-hmm.
Christopher Walt. Yeah. I have not seen this.
It wasn't super great.
Yeah.
Compared to the novel. The novel was huge when it was out, Water for Elephants.
Okay. Here's the one I'm the most excited to ask you about. It's one of my favorite books of all time, The Great Gatsby.
Gorgeous. It's probably one of my favorite shows I've seen in the last couple of years.
Nice.
It is the visuals, it is an old-fashioned musical spectacle. The visuals are so stunning. When I saw it on Broadway, I kept gasping at it.
Oh, nice.
Because they were doing stuff that was crazy, crazy amazing. And it's a great classic story, jazz score. I loved it. It's still running on Broadway, so still doing good. And that got a popular response the other night, too.
And another one, again, that like this is kind of a theme here in our discussion tonight, but that was not a musical, just a phenomenal story. And but I read something you wrote about it, or you were interviewed and you said the music is outstanding.
Great Gatsby? Outstanding. Yeah. It's great. And on Broadway, it starred Jeremy Jordan, who's probably one of the best voices in today's musical theater. And
that's cool.
Really good.
Well, the lineup sounds amazing. It's exciting. Tim Sowers is here. He's the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison. He does great work there. Their list of shows they put on at all of their theaters are outstanding. Tim, tell us a little bit about the Overture Presents. That's a different series.
So we have the non-Broadway shows, which I think there's 30-some, and there will be more. We add all the time. So they're all on sale right now for subscription, and you can purchase three of them and save 10%, or the more you purchase, the more you save. And the only way you can get the tickets right now is all through subscription. Okay. So the tickets will go on sale in the summer. And do you want to know what the biggest highlight was for that at People Absolutely. The other night? The Naked Magician.
Oh, I saw that. I mean, it grabbed my eye just because of the title.
They're hilarious. They're hilarious. We had them, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and they're from Australia, and they're great magicians, and they, their gimmick is they get naked on stage, but you never really see anything, given where they place things. It's like,
right.
it's pretty fun. They're pretty fun. So I was glad to see they were back around again.
That's hilarious. So you offered that with the Overture Presents series, as well as music or the story of Simon and Garfunkel, and an evening with David Sedaris, which sounds cool too.
Yeah, David Sedaris. We bring him. He's here every other year. He's probably one of the nicest people I ever met.
I've heard that.
Yeah, he sits out in the lobby before the show and signs books and autographs and stuff. And then he goes and does his show. And then after the show, he does the same thing. And he's in that lobby until everybody's gone.
That is really impressive.
It is impressive. One of the reasons he loves doing it is he gets stories from these people.
Just by talking to them.
Just by talking to them, he gets stories from them. And he's an incredible guy. He sells really well. He's very popular.
The other thing you guys have is a full, or you're hoping anyway, for the next year to be have a full on Fringe Festival.
Yeah, in Edinburgh, there's a real big Fringe Festival that I go to in the summer. It's 3,000 shows, right? When I go for like 10 days and see 40 and feel like I've seen nothing, right? And it's all these kind of quirky, fun shows and Cirque. And so last year we did, I had like 4 or 5 shows. I put them on a weekend to see what people would think about that kind of a show. And it did really well. So this year we're doing a full festival where it's in like, I don't know, I'm in 4 venues, I think, with shows, and then we're going to turn the lobby into a big hub with food and drink and live entertainment so people can hang out and go see all the different shows.
That sounds like
that's where the Naked Magicians, they're part of that festival.
Oh yeah. Wow, they're part of the Fringe.
Yeah,
I mean that makes sense.
That's where they were discovered. They were discovered at Edinburgh at the Fringe Festival.
When they were discovered, were they naked or were they wearing clothes then and then added the gimmick later?
I think it was the same idea. That's the other thing at the Fringe is cool because it's like, you know, during the mornings, there's shows for families and kids. And then the later you get in the day, the bawdier the shows become.
But it'd be good to see that transformation over the course of the day.
Yeah.
Tim, what are you? Thank you again for your time, as always. Love hearing what's going on at the Overture. But what are you watching? Are you got anything? You always seem like you're watching really cool stuff.
I started that new John Hamm.
Oh yeah, how is that?
I watched the first episode last night, and I was like, I'll give it a second episode and see what I think.
Okay.
And then Hacks came back, so I'm a fan of Hacks with Gene Hacks. Smart and HBO. I've seen all those so far. That's a good show.
Have you done Pitt?
No, I don't tend to watch medical.
I don't either, but someone was saying, oh, it's so hyper intense. And I always feel like it's really like the drama in these medical shows is so manufactured. I mean, I'm sure there's drama because of the nature of the job, but I watched the first episode and I'm like, didn't do it for me. You know,
the only medical show I liked was, oh my God, what was the? It was Laurie Metcalf and
love her.
Getting On. Have you ever seen that?
Oh no,
it's based on a British show. It was on for a few seasons, and it's all about these people that work in the death and dying ward, and it's a comedy. A dark comedy. It is.
Hey,
so
Tim, can you hold that thought for 1 second? I'll let you finish that on the other side of this really short break. Tim Sowers is going to finish his thought. We're talking TV, and we just had a great talk about that. Broadway musicals. We'll be right back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go!
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax. And its audience grew 50% since the same time last year.
Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax shareowner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Welcome back, folks. We are about to close things down here on a Monday night edition of Nightlight. Barb from Waukesha, that's the 262. She says, the Donald loves Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, I'll take your word for that, Barb. I think you're right about that. We have just another minute or two here with our pal Tim Sowers. Tim, I'm sorry I had to cut you off. We have a computer that just kind of takes over, so you get caught off if I can't. Yeah. But you were saying, I'd love for you to finish that.
Getting on. It's dark comedy. It was on HBO and it was about these quirky people working in this geriatric ward, and Niecy Nash, who is one of her best. I love her. She's one of my favorite. And Alex Borstein from Mrs. Maisel, she was on it. June Squibb, if you remember, June Squibb, older act. I mean, it was a great cast with Laurie Metcalf. And
Laurie Metcalf is one of my all-time favorite comedic actresses. She's so funny.
She is so funny. And she's great on stage, too. I've seen her a couple times on stage. Oh, nice. And she's just great.
All right. Well, that's a good getting on. I'll have to make a note of that. Well, let's do this again soon, my friend. As always,
anytime.
So much fun having you, and good luck with the new lineup. It sounds fantastic, and one of these days I'll bump into you over there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a great night, Tim. Thanks so much. All right, that's Tim Sowers. Check out the Overture Center. I think it's just overturecenter.org. They have a great lineup. All new shows coming out in 2026, and a few you can catch still on this current roster. I think it was the Michael Jackson, MJ. And what else is it? Clue. And then there was one other one. It wasn't Hamlet. Oh, Wicked. Yeah. So they still have tickets for all three of those two in this current go round. Brian was on it too, Conrad. Brian from Milwaukee texted in, I think even before we Googled it, he said Anthony Hopkins. For whatever reason, there's so many Anthonys, I can never remember his last name.
Yeah. I don't think Anthony Davis starred in that.
He would have been terrible.
He would have got injured 5 seconds into the role.
Right. But interestingly enough, Anthony Hopkins can post just about anybody up. I mean, he's only like 5'8" and he's an actor. You'd be surprised. He's got some hops.
Hey. So take your word for that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I did not get to see this weekend. I really want to see Drop. That's supposed to be excellent. And the other thing I want to see is Sinners, this Michael B. Jordan film, the Ryan Coogler movie. Crushed at the box office, about a 98%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes. And I was unable to get to the theater to see either one of those because it was Easter and everything was closed. How do you like that?
Have you heard about the, some people are pirating the Minecraft movie? And
oh, God, really? Of all the movies, seriously?
The funny thing about that, though, is that the pirated version is not fully CGI'd. It's like halfway. So like some of the moments, I've seen this on TikTok, you can see like people falling, but like the lines they're attached to, like in the movie.
Wait, I'm having trouble following that. So the
okay, so it's like pre-production kind of thing. It's like it's not fully CGI'd yet.
Okay,
it's not complete, but they somehow got that version and put it online. And during this, you can see like the lines, the harnesses people are on, like when they're up high or something, or like the CGI just doesn't look good. Like you can see Jack Black's hand going through the dog that he's trying to pet when he's like going through. So it's like they don't get to see the full experience actually pirating that movie.
That kind of serves them right. They're right? Pirating.
Right?
Right? Yeah. I still haven't seen it. I don't know that I will, but well, I am curious. I will admit, for curiosity's sake, I do want to see it.
Well, don't see the pirated version.
No, it sounds like I can't really with any kind of accuracy. Hey, our buddy Matt Harper posted on Facebook a picture of, I don't know if you follow him, but it says on this day in 2018, what was left of the Bradley Center looking out from game 3. So I guess that means they would be looking across the street, and it's right. You can see the Hyatt in the background. We were just talking about Milwaukee earlier, but it looks like a baseball field. Like it's outside, the roof is gone, and there's just, it is such a cool and melancholic photo. I love when people post stuff like this.
I'm looking at it now. It looks older than 2018. That
it picture. Does. It looks like everything has been stripped off of it. Like the paint, the stands. Like I would love to know what stands those are. Like, is that the second row or the second section or whatever? Or
yeah, I mean,
like there was floor level.
I remember going to the Bradley Center, and it was definitely a cool stadium, you know? I don't think it was as bad as people said it was, or, why they needed to make. I mean, they made a new one because I feel like they didn't need to, but at the same time, it was a cool stadium.
But why did the Bradley Center went up, I think around the same time the United Center went up in Chicago, and the United Center is still fully functioning. I don't know where it weighs or where it ranks on the list of great stadiums, but did they make a mistake with the, like, was it outdated when they built it? I don't get why they had to tear that down so fast.
Yeah, I feel like it was outdated, but I feel like the main thing is the new partner with the Pfizer Forum. But I feel like the United Center is such a staple in Chicago that it's hard to just rip it down. But
it's a hockey too, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they got Marquette basketball there too now, and they still have the Admirals playing at Pfizer as well. So,
yeah, that's true. Thank you for posting that, Matt. You gave us something to talk about here in the closing moments of our Monday night edition of Nightlight. Got great shows all week, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night on the show, Laura Kesman will be here. She made a documentary called Cycle, and I believe she shot it in Racine. She'll tell us all about this documentary that you can see at the Milwaukee Film Festival. And then our pal, wrestling announcer, Civic Media Zone, Rich Locasio joins us. Locasio. Conrad, I blame you for this.
Sorry.
We'll Google it. We know Rich. Rich is like our brother. He's going to give us all the information we need from WrestleMania over the weekend. There was a lot of stuff going on. Always fun to talk wrestling with Rich and independent film. All right, we're out of here, folks. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things Wisconsin and the news with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Catholic Church has begun a nine-day mourning period for Pope Francis. The Vatican announced the 88-year-old pontiff died this morning, less than a day after he appeared in St. Peter's Square for Easter. Tina Kraus has the latest from Rome.
The first pope born in the Americas, Francis put migrants, the poor, and the marginalized at the center of his 12-year papacy.
That is his greatest legacy. He showed us that, you know, what is not essential when you're pope is to be on a pedestal. What is essential is to be with the people.
Over the next few days, hundreds of thousands of mourners are expected to descend upon Vatican City to pay their respects as Pope Francis's body lies in state.
After the burial, cardinals will gather to select a new pope. The cardinal electors have to be under 80 years old, and there are 120 maximum spots. CBS's Melissa Matani.
The voting takes